Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the results for the fiscal year 2016-2017 of Deutsche Konsum REIT AG conference call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Rolf Elgeti, who will start this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Many thanks. Good morning, everyone. Rolf Elgeti here. Welcome to the presentation of our full year results for the fiscal year 16-17. We have, of course, already had the release of the preliminary figures and also the conference call on that, so I'll be extremely brief with this presentation now because nothing materially has changed since. I hope you've all had a chance to look at the report on our website and also the updated investor relations presentation. In terms of news flow since the last call, there's two key items. One, we have acquired more assets. Assets, of course, that were fully aligned with our strategy and with similar metrics to the acquisitions as before. And secondly, we have performed a small capital increase to be fully flexible in the last days of the year and also first week of the next year, where the capital markets, of course, are more or less closed, but the physical asset markets is not only not closed, but rather extremely active, and we want to be in a position to make use of any last-minute availabilities that may present themselves, and where it may just feel extremely negligent not to exploit them. So that's why we've done this capital increase at 10 euros a share, which has been very fast and quite successfully placed, which is very pleasing to see. So those are the two news items, really. And I think this is where I'll stop and just open the floor to any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Thomas Effler, ODDO BHF. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning from Frankfurt. Got a question regarding your recent acquisitions, the 15 million you acquired, especially the smaller supermarkets. Are there any modernization needs or kind of capex requirements for these assets? I mean, they still have a quite interesting vault and they're fully occupied. Are there any needs?
No. It's the usual, really. I mean, we're able to acquire these assets at these yields because we literally say no to the vast majority of our pipeline, so we are extremely picky. That's one reason. And the other reason is that we are active at this time of the year, and what you find is that the sort of deal level, the market isn't very professionally covered. So what happens is that one often doesn't have a huge degree of competition, and therefore is able to close the sort of deal. So there's nothing wrong with them physically or in terms of CapEx backlog or anything. It's just sort of a market friction that we are using.
Okay, perfect. And you mentioned that, I mean, I assume you have further deals in the pipeline, so where you can use the capital increase. So after the 15 million you acquired, you should have still more than 50-60 million cash pile for acquisitions, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, that's unlevered, right?
Unlevered, exactly. Yeah. So can you elaborate on the kind of negotiations with the banks when you plan to lever the recently acquired assets? Is it and kind of the costs you plan for these financing?
Yeah, we the way we operate is that we acquire the assets out of existing cash or slash equity first, and then refinance later. So we currently have a significant pool of unencumbered assets, which is also why our LTV is, of course, significantly below our target of 50%. And then it's some sort of rolling program of grouping a couple of assets together and making sort of packages for the banks that that they like and therefore give us favorable terms. So what we do is we kind of we optimize the cost of debt at the expense of speed, which is fine because we operate below our borrowing capacity anyway, and therefore we aim and we are in close talks, so that even have signed loan agreements at all-in cost of debts of below 2%. We are now talking about 160 to 170 basis points margin for the new debt. The historic debt has been closer to 250 basis points, so we're reducing this by between 80 and 90 bips, which is quite pleasing, and we're also widening the pool of banks. So we're talking to a number of the savings and loans, often some of the bigger ones. They then form smaller syndicates with other savings and loans, and you know, once you have done the first deal with them, they're very hungry for the second and the third. That makes life easier, and that means that there's no competition among the banks. Something similar is true, although not quite as aggressive for the cooperative banks. Thirdly, of course, we're also now large and significant enough for the bigger banks, for the Germany-wide kind of mortgage specialists, and that helps to create kind of interesting competition situations amongst the banks. And so we are able to reduce the cost of debt, but at the same time, you know, the more we grow, the more flexibility we gain, because we now have loan agreements signed that where we haven't drawn down the amounts yet. We can take our time on the one hand, but if we need to, we can draw down faster and be more aggressive on that side. So, which effectively means that our firepower can be bigger than the numbers you just mentioned. But we could also leave it at this. But the one thing is clear that we're now very, very sufficiently funded for the foreseeable future, so that the shares we placed will be more than sufficient for quite some time and for quite some acquisition pipeline, which of course is helpful, so that we're not diluting our shareholders any further from here.
Good. Just a final question regarding the CapEx. I think last year you had 2.3 million CapEx for the AFFO calculation. Is it kind of a figure which slightly should increase with the new acquisitions, or is it kind of most, or is it mainly because you had some revitalization projects last year with the Dom Center Grasswald and these things?
So that's exactly right. I mean, we have these revitalizations. Sorry, a difficult word. We'll have more in the current fiscal year too. So over the life cycle of an investment, we have kind of higher capex amounts, of course, sometimes in year one and year two, and then nothing for a decade or so afterwards. And as the portfolio grows, this number should come down in relation to other size numbers like rent or balance sheet ratios. But in absolute terms, of course, it may still grow.
Okay, so I mean, in the presentation on page 13, you had like these three locations, Kirchberg Center, Columbus Passage, and Stralsund, roughly 5 million investment volume, but it's mainly then taken on the books, right? It's not going through the P&L mainly.
That's right. I mean, for the Columbus Passage in Stralsund, we're not even sure whether it's necessary to spend the money. So it could well work without that either. It's always a function, of course, higher capex leads to higher rent, and we don't make these decisions, of course, on the basis of the accounting implications. We look at whether it makes economic sense or not. But to answer your question, yes, they would of course be capitalized initially. But of course, we will only do that if the value accretion to the properties is much higher than the capex. Therefore, the way this works accounting wise is first we capitalize this capex, and then of course we have the revaluation, which should result in a positive delta over and above the capex.
Yes.
But then of course you would calculate it back for the FFO purposes at your end.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
At the moment, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand back to you, Mr. Elgeti.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. I know there wasn't much news, but so we appreciate it even more that you took the time and effort and joined the conference. If there are any questions after the call, please don't hesitate to contact us, myself and my colleague directors. As per usual, we're happy to help. And if we don't speak, very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and all of that, and we speak in the New Year with hopefully very exciting news. Thank you and goodbye, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.